Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right.
Aha. Yeah, well, right now we've got a lot of rain here in Roanoke, Virginia.
And we're getting threatened by it. It should come in any time now.
Well, we had a wonderful Earth Day fair here in Roanoke down near the co-op today. And, of course, I stood up to do my readings. And, oh, the place was full of people at the beginning. And then all of a sudden we got hit around 2 o'clock with, like, rain. So I ended up packing it in a little bit early rather than get my cards wet and my books that I had there for sale and everything else because it was coming down pretty hard. And I'm going to get rain all tonight, all tomorrow, and I'm going to be driving from Roanoke, Virginia to Gatlinburg in the rain tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
Oh, well. It'll be
spring.
It'll be an adventure.
Absolutely.
Now, you wanted to illuminate people a little bit about the history of Earth Day, didn't you?
Oh, okay. Well, Earth Day, which is a great thing. Earth Day really paying reverence to the Earth is something that we really should do, giving back to the Earth. This is where our oxygen comes from. This is where our water comes from. This is where our food comes from. Respecting the land is something that I have a real strong passion for. And so when Earth Day came along, I can remember I was an adult at that or a young adult at that point in time in 1970. And it was a great thing really to spread it around. It started in California where I grew up. But now, after all these years, it's worldwide. Every country around the world celebrates Earth Day today. And I think that's such a unity to the world and such a gift back to the Earth itself for people to pay reverence to it.
Exactly. Now, is Earth Day always on the same day?
I believe so.
Because I was wondering, because we had such a beautiful new moon today, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, is it always on a new moon, or is it always on the 21st?
No.
Like, I didn't know.
It's always on the 21st.
Okay. Yeah, because this is a beautiful new moon, because we have, and talking about Earth Day, we have the moon and the sun kissing in Taurus, a fixed Earth sign, in perfect trine, or nearly perfect trine, to Mars and Virgo, a mutable Earth sign. So it's all about Earth in this lunation chart.
It is. And that's one of the reasons why they chose it under the Taurus energy is because it's right at that cusp of Taurus Aries for people to take action, but also to pay reverence again. Some astrologers believe that Taurus is actually ruled by the Earth. So here we have this debate in astrology about that, but it really makes a good understanding. The Taurus energy is such a wonderful earth feeling energy in itself.
I think so, because it's the earth sign ruled by Venus, the love planet, and everybody wants love.
That's a good thing to have, is love and love for the Earth.
Now, this beautiful new moon chart has a couple of other interesting features. We have Mercury and Uranus kissing in Aries, and both of them are trining the North Node in Sagittarius, and there was an awful lot of energy. People were getting fired up. People were talking about, you know, liberation. People were talking about trips they're going to take this summer at the fair today, and I could see all that unfolding before my very eyes. It was interesting.
It's great. And the Mercury and Aries is such a wonderful thing to have, because it really brings those bright ideas, start of new things. And with it, with Uranus this time, it really brings an explosive amount to it. So people are going to be a lot more passionate than what they normally are. So I think it's great.
They do need to be a little bit of caution there about putting their foot right in their mouth, though, or just blurting something out in the wrong company.
Well, Mars is in conjunct it, so...
Yes, I know. Watch out. They'll never, ever live it down if they do that.
Think twice before you speak.
Exactly. The other beautiful thing that was going on today, too, is that Neptune, of course, is opposing Mars, and we had some beautiful music at the festival today.
Perfect.
So as I'm walking around, I'm thinking about that. Yeah. And it was a really great group, and they were playing a lot of oldies, you know, and with both Saturn and Pluto retrograde. Everybody was enjoying that.
That's perfect. It sounds like it was a beautiful day.
Well, just the weather kind of, shall we say, put a major damper on it. Just towards the end, though. The morning was fabulous in the early afternoon. And all kinds of good food to eat as well. So it's a very interesting time. Well, we do have a caller. I suppose we should maybe get down to work here, maybe do a reading. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you doing?
Great. How are you today?
Oh, I'm a little anxious. I've got a lot going on, and I need some insight. I'm facing an eviction where I'm living, and I'm out of work, and broke up with my boyfriend last week, and I spoke to a girl a few weeks ago about this man, and he still won't leave me alone. He's been calling me the past two nights, but I just don't. He doesn't seem like he wants to be there for me emotionally. He only wants to be there for me sexually. And that's not what I want.
Ah.
What's your birthday?
March 7th, 1962.
And what time were you
born? He was the one, 12:03 p.m. Islip, New York.
And I don't remember, Lena, do you still live there?
No, I live in Folkerton, Florida.
That's what I thought. Okay, I had a feeling you had gone south. Okay.
What was his time again?
My time?
Yeah, what was
my
your time
of birth? Is 12:03 p.m.
Okay. I was a minute off.
It happens. Wow.
I have so much anxiety right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so intense. My stomach, I feel like I'm going to explode.
Yep.
And I feel like nobody's there to help me.
Right. Okay. Now, do you have any friends or family?
I have my kids, but they're going to probably live with their father. And I asked their father if I could stay with him, and he said no. And that man that I was seeing, we weren't really getting along, so I'm afraid to go live with him.
Right. It'll just add more, you know, fuel to the fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's very controlling.
Well, where are you planning on going then?
I have no
idea.
Do you
have a plan?
No, I don't. I mean, I could go into this room, but I don't have a job yet, so I can't even afford the room to pay for the room.
There's got to be, I keep getting this feeling of some kind of public support or some kind of organization or group that can help you out at this point in time. Have you looked into something like that before or now?
I'm going to make some phone calls. I have made some phone calls already, and I've called some churches, but they've helped me out in the past.
Right.
They really can't do anything right now for me.
I keep seeing this organization around you that can help you out at this point in time.
I mean, I'm afraid to go with that man.
Right. Well, I don't blame you for that. But What I'm thinking too is that now, do your friends know what's going on? Does your family know what's going on? Have any of them had any suggestions that they've given you?
No, my family all live in New York, and we're pretty much estranged.
Okay, all right. And how about local friends?
I've asked some friends, but they have their own issues.
Right.
They don't have room.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think I have a few more weeks left where I'm living.
Okay. So you have enough time to at least make some phone calls and see what kind of help you can get, even if it's temporary residence somewhere. Because now, do you have any kind of a lead on a job?
No, I've been applying for everything.
Because Mars is in Virgo, and it's direct now, and it's transiting your third house, the area where you live, like your neighborhood, your community. And it's going to be connecting with Pluto next week. So don't give up. Don't get so depressed that you can't go out and try and beat the streets for another job, because my feeling is, again, you might be able to find a temporary place to at least live. And then, you know, again, I think that the opportunity to get a job now with Mars going direct in Virgo and all that, you probably get something. You know, I'm not saying you'd get the ideal. Mm-hmm. What did you do before?
I was in property management.
Okay. All right. That's where you're in property management. Now you're losing your home. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Well, it's an apartment. This is the second time I'm being evicted. I was evicted last year, too.
Wow.
I've had the past few years have been unbelievable.
Right. Right. See,
I thought this man would help me,
but
he wound up being a hindrance.
Yep, exactly. Now, when is his birthday, Lena?
7/6/55.
And where was he born?
He was born in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay. Let's take a look at him here for a minute. But he did offer for you to stay there, right?
Oh, a few weeks ago. Then all of a sudden everything turned sour on us after we had a fight.
Yep.
He's been calling me the past two nights, but I won't let him over my house.
Right.
He doesn't want a relationship, but he wants, you know, he wants a booty call.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
He doesn't want to help me, but he wants to be, you know, it's like, I don't need him for that.
Right. Exactly. I can't, you know, like I said, sheesh. Now, one of your women friends, does she have a little child? A little child?
No, why?
I don't know. I just think that there's a woman with a little child that might get you on the right track of finding a place to live. And maybe it'd just be somebody you do call on the phone and you talk to that's answering the phone for, you know, some kind of services. But that's kind of what I'm getting, just to let you know that, before it slipped out of my head. Sorry. Now, as far as the job situation, are you looking for a job in the same line of work?
No, I mean, I'll take anything right now. I apply at Marshall. I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I found a place in a room with a woman. She's got a house. But right now, I can't even afford $600 a month for the room.
Wow, that's a lot for a room.
Yeah, it is a lot for a room.
Are there any other rooms for rent? Have you Googled that and seen if there's anything else that's available that's less expensive?
There's lots of rooms for rent, but without a job, how am I going to pay for it?
Right. So you just don't have to even get started. So you got to get the job first, apparently. You've got to.
Yeah,
that's
the job
you have to
number
focus
one.
On. Yeah. Exactly.
And I think here, the situation with the job is I think that, like Alfred was talking about with Pluto, I think that's shifting and changing at this point in time. I really think your attitude is going to make a difference with that, okay? I don't think that you're going to get a job in property management, but I do think there's jobs available out there that you can get. But I think that the attitude has to be there.
And you know, I mean, there's nothing. You know, you're very articulate. You're used to dealing with the public. You know, there's many ways that you can, you know, like redesign a job. But $600 a month, right off the top, too. You know, that's a lot of money.
Well, I was paying $1,300
where I'm living. Wow. Wow.
Two bedrooms, two baths.
Say again?
She's in Boca.
I'm in Boca Raton.
Oh, yeah.
It's very expensive.
Wow. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, do you think this man's going to ask me to stay with him, or he's going to stop bothering me, or what?
You know, I have to say, I don't necessarily think this is the ideal relationship for you. Okay.
No. He'd be here for me.
And I really think that you're looking at him as far as being something that can be a transitional thing for you that you can get you over this hump. But I think that's not necessarily the right thing, because he's got a very strong intuitive ability, and he'll stop you in your tracks to manipulate you the way he wants you to. He's got the stronger power here.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he's very obsessive.
I don't really care for this relationship, is what I'm trying to say. He's got a Venus in Gemini and a Mercury in Gemini, so he goes through this, I love you, I hate these things.
Yep.
That's not you. Okay.
Nope. Breaks my heart. It does. When I fall in love, I fall in love. I'm unconditional.
Yeah, and that's why you need somebody that has that same ethic.
Absolutely.
Same quality. Yeah.
I mean, you can't trust him. One day he'll say one thing, and the next day he'll say he never said it.
Absolutely. He's got a Mercury and Venus and Gemini. I can't stop that, and he's going to do that the rest of his life.
He's a liar, too, and I think he's a womanizer.
I think he manipulates things to fit into his way of thinking or his perspective. So I don't think he feels like he's a wise, but I feel like he rationalizes it out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He's been calling me the past two nights, and he knows what I'm going through. He's got no compassion for me. I got to listen to all his stories.
Right.
Here again. I would just let that one go, and I'd start to move on and clean the energy around you. Again, be positive. I think there's a job out there that you can get, and I also think there's some help as far as housing is concerned that you could get at this point in time if you continue to look at some group or organization. I really think that there's something out there that you can actually get.
Okay. All right. I'll keep looking.
Are you good on a computer, Lena?
Yes.
Yeah, because you got a lot of planets in Aquarius, and I don't know. I just think that you are going to end up doing something with either your computer or, like you said, a cash register, because you've been also applying for retail. I think that could work. But you have a lot of Aquarian planets in the ninth house. Now, are there any schools near you where they have office staff and stuff for students and such?
Yeah.
I would look into that, and I would also look for places that do help others that are kind of in your circumstances. You know, because they have, like, all these different companies now. They're helping people that have lost their jobs. They're helping to find jobs. You know, they're, all these different places that people go to try and get their bearings financially and stuff. Often they are hiring because there's so many people coming forth that need the help. And it's almost like you could help others that are in a similar situation that you're in with your skills in a good way, and you could make some money. I'd look into that, too, because that's how it looks in your chart.
Okay.
And do please keep us posted. And, you know, you can block him from calling you, you know. There's ways that you can have him blocked.
He's calling me from his cell phone. I don't think you can block his cell phone.
Oh, you can't? I didn't know that. Okay. I stand corrected.
Why, you think he's going to bother me for a long time?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I just think he's an obsessive personality, and I just think that he wants his way. And, you know, and that's why he's going to keep at it until he gets his way.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, and until you get, you know, tired, because he knows you're already sensitive, you're already going through a tough time, so
yeah.
that kind of makes
yeah.
him feel like he's got the upper hand.
Oh,
and,
boy, he doesn't know me.
Yeah, you can be tough when you need to be, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks
okay,
a lot.
Well, thanks
I'll
a lot.
Keep... Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. God bless. All right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Wow. Tough. Tough times. Wow, this is the Illumination Station. Jacqueline and I are doing astrological readings this evening between 6 and 7. It's totally free to you, of course, and we ask you to have one profound question and have your birth information, including your birth time, ready for us. Our call-in number is 213-286-6741. And again, that's 213-286-6741. I tell you that the economy, everybody keeps saying it's getting better. I can't see that with some of the readings that I'm doing. How about you, Jacqueline?
And here again, I don't see as much as what they're proclaiming. Okay. I do see some people making some transitions that are very good. But a larger portion are still struggling. And I do see that I don't feel, from what I've seen, that the economy has really taken that shift back yet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not feeling that either. Now, I was hoping when Mars went direct on Friday the 13th and started to move forward, people were going to get much busier, much more detailed, you know, look at the things they haven't looked into in order to find their way, because that Mars in Virgo has that perfecting intelligence where they can think of things that they wouldn't have thought of before.
Absolutely, but I think Pluto, with this new foundation that it's making and this new shift that it's making, is really affecting it because it went retrograde the 10th. And I think we're back to that same thing of let's rebuild this foundation the right way. And I think when Pluto goes direct in the fall, that I think we'll really see a difference there.
Yeah, I think that too, more towards September. That's my feeling on that, too. I totally agree with that. The nice thing about this new moon chart, too, is that people are going to really start to take good care of their health. You know, as Mars moves forward more and more over the next 2 weeks and it opposes Chiron, I think a lot of people are going to be looking into a healthier lifestyle, too. You know, everybody has been very stressed and very anxious, like our last caller. The anxiety is just, like, running rampant everywhere.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. Especially, I think it's because of the Mercury and Uranus conjunction at this point in time. And then you add a new moon to that, and it just adds the higher emotional level to it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, because you can see that with both the reflective light, you know, of the moon and the radiant light of the sun. And people are trying to stabilize. I think this Taurus cycle is really good and very much needed right now. So glad it's
here. Yes, I agree.
Now, Venus in Gemini, I tell you what, there is so much drama going on with things like Facebook and Twitter and texting and stuff, and things are getting like all messed up with a lot of my clients lately. Have you been experiencing that too?
Communication issues with those that they care about or those that they love have been becoming challenging. Or I've seen the other way, to where they've been more open. Usually when somebody's quiet, they've been more open during this period of time, which I think is good. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword to me.
Yeah, brings back things back into focus. Exactly. We don't have any callers. I just think it's kind of interesting that we have a nice full moon on Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
that's going to be a fun one.
It is. Festivities, festivities. I tell you, everybody's so glad it's spring, but we had an early spring and it backed off. We're going to be really cold here in Roanoke this week. It's amazing.
Even Florida this week is going to be cold.
Wow. Well, what do you call cold in Florida?
Oh, 70.
Okay. That's what I thought. I didn't want to hear it.
We're going down into the low 70s as a high, and high 50s, low 60s as a low.
Exactly. Exactly. So, how are you feeling these days? Are you busy, busy, busy? What are you doing? Are you teaching classes still? And
well, I just finished last night. Was the last night of my last class for this season. So I'm finally going to get a little bit of a reprieve after next weekend, because I'm going to be doing a psychic fair next weekend at Sparkles Divine. So that's taking some of my energy away from there. But I'm basically gearing up and finishing things up in Florida and getting all the things done I need to do to be able to make the transition to Ohio for the summer.
Excellent. I think we have somebody from Ohio that just signed on that might want a reading.
Oh, great.
Same area code. Yeah, let's see if they're there. Hi, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, Aphrodite. This is Dan. I got it's tough with the echo, but I've got a kind of general question.
Okay.
I know you said you have like a 13-month period when you're adjusting if you move or if you're relocating or anything like that. What if you are like in the situation of a snowbird where you're going back and forth? How does that kind of play into it?
Well, what ends up happening is both locations end up being friends, but not a true habitation.
Okay, so you never really adjust to one or the other?
Well, you do if you're doing that 6-month split the same months. So what happens is those lunations that you spend in Ohio and those lunations that you spend in Florida become a constant. But your whole energy field, it can't be adjusted. Like, say, for instance, you decide instead of being in Ohio in the summertime, you're going to spend the summertime in Florida. You might feel that it just doesn't feel right, even if the weather's cooperative.
Oh, okay.
You might feel like you want to go home. You'll feel like, that those lunations, they kind of honor the part of you that's in Ohio. So when you get either off the plane or you get out of your vehicle when you get to Ohio, you do feel like it's right for you because you're used to being there that time of year, because your body recognizes these rhythms more than you realize.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the information.
Well, you're welcome.
You guys have a great day.
Do you want us to tell you anything else? Do you want us to look at your chart?
Actually, I kind of, I just took Jacqueline's class, and, I've got a pretty good understanding of it. I think,
I was going to tease you and say, gee, it's too bad you don't know an astrologer. I just thought I'd make it fun, Well, I'm glad you took the class. You really enjoyed it, did you?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I really learned a lot, and it seems like, every time she goes over something, I pick up a little bit more on it, something I missed the first time. And, I'm not an expert by any means, but I understand a lot more than I did when I first started. So.
And I'm sure that you picked a lot of it up by osmosis, just listening to her talk about it.
Yeah, the many times that I talk about it over and over and over again.
Well, we're so glad you called in.
Okay, thanks. And you guys have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
He's actually become very good at it. He really has. He's caught on really quickly compared to most people. He understands the gist of it.
Ah, well, that's good. Like I said, sometimes you just pick things up by osmosis, because I remember, when Rodney was here, it was like that. He would say, is the moon void? Or he'd say, is Mercury retrograde? What's going on?
That's how it all started.
That's how it all started. Yes. Absolutely.
And then he started noticing that these patterns that were going on in his life were very similar.
Yes. I know, and it's interesting. Every time Mercury goes retrograde, I hear from every Virgo and Gemini on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they know. They call me up and they say, well, I haven't connected with you in a long time, and things just don't seem right. I bet you it's Mercury, you know, because they know. They've been around me so long now. So it makes it kind of fun.
I have quite a few clients that say the same thing to me.
Well, this is the Illumination Station. We're doing astrological readings tonight on the air. If you'd like to call in, if you have a profound question and you'd like a little bit of insight, please give myself and Jacqueline a call. Our call-in number is 213-286-6741. And again, that's 213-286-6741. And do try to have your birth time available for us, too, because it just makes the reading a bit more specific. Is what we like.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So just for fun, Jacqueline, I wanted to take a look at your chart.
You see a lot of movement in there, everything moving and running around and craziness?
Well, you've got a mutable grand square going on. That's part of it. You know, and so my feeling is everything's changing, but everything's, you know, still going round and round and round and round.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but your psychic stuff is awesome right now, isn't it? With that Neptune and Chiron and trine to your Mercury, your Venus, your Neptune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm right there. Believe me, I can feel it through my bones.
Now, doesn't it make you feel even much more psychic even with Dan, your partner?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I can feel things. It's kind of like taking a softer color and all of a sudden enhancing it and making it really bright. You know, things just are so much stronger at this point in time, which is great. You know, I can go with the flow of it and just go, okay, I know where it's going and really feel comfortable with it as far as that is concerned, even though I'm dictated by all the craziness that goes on around me. But I can actually handle it in a calm form because I know where it's going and what it's doing in a very strong manner compared to usual. It does very well with my readings because I'm definitely more definitive now with my readings. I get the feeling stronger and the intuition stronger through it than I have in a long time.
That's awesome. That's great. You mentioned that you're going to be doing this psychic fair and festivities and stuff, and it's interesting because in your Stuart chart, when we relocate you to Stuart, Mars is moving through your fifth house, so out of this a lot of work is going to come out of it too.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
That's what you want, more work, right?
Oh, absolutely. Life is worth living. I intend to be putting the ground all battered and torn up and kicking and screaming, so I'll keep moving until then.
Exactly. Now, the clairvoyance with Neptune sitting on your moon in Pisces is going to be awesome, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can hear things that I haven't heard before.
Mhm. Yeah. Now, do you have a lot of music around you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because music is a wonderful mood alteration device for you.
And for Christmas this year, Dan bought me an iPod.
Ooh,
so
how
I've been
nice.
Revisiting my music in all forms from. Because I have a huge selection of music, you know, my Pisces moon, all my water. I've always been around music. But I have an extensive collection of music from every era, back to from the 1920s all the way up to present, depending on what it is or who it is.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
It's a great thing. So I've been revisiting it more, and it's a lot more accessible on the iPod instead of all the CDs.
Exactly, yeah. See, my problem is that, you know, I am older than you, and I have a lot of music on cassette.
Well, and here again, that's the longer challenge. I have it for all the way from reel to reel to cassette to LP to... all the way through A-track, depending on what era it was, I have it.
Excellent, excellent.
And those, of course, can't go on the iPod. I'm not going to process all of that into CDs.
Yeah, I know it is a little. There's actually places here in Roanoke that specialize in doing that for you, though. I haven't looked at the cost, but that would be an expense for me. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind doing it because it's the music. It's hard to find anymore. You know.
Absolutely, they're like books.
Yeah, it's like some of the original New Age music and stuff. Like I had all the Kitaro cassettes. Now you can still get Kitaro on CD though. So, but you know, and there were just ones that I loved and I played them over and over and over again. I wore out several of them.
I have some of those too. I just broke another cassette of mine, which just is disheartening whenever I break a cassette.
I know. Well, I did cassettes for, you know, recording my readings for many, many years, you know, and then everybody got on my case about how I had to burn them on CDs now. So all my phone clients, of course, you know, I do the reading and I record it on my little recorder and I burn them a CD and I send it to them in the mail. And they're liking that a lot. Well, I did a psychic fair last weekend and I had several people that wanted the cassette. They didn't want the CD because they didn't have a CD player. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Talk about a switch.
That's really amazing because I really had to be forced to go into the recording, and I only did it about a little over a year ago, year and a half ago, changed the CDs. And everybody was on my case about, what, you can't do a CD? So I haven't had anybody request cassettes yet.
Oh, we have a caller. Great. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hello. Hi. Yes. Are you doing? Are
yes,
you
we're
doing,
doing
readings.
Reading? Yes, we are.
Okay. Very good.
Very good.
What's your name?
My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
8/29/74.
And do you know what time you were born?
2 p.m.
2 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
I was born in Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, yeah. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes. How you doing? Great to hear back from you.
I'm doing good.
What can we do for you tonight? What questions do you have for us?
Well, I would like to know what you guys see coming up for me. I feel like everything is quiet right now. So usually, don't they usually say quiet before the storm, so to speak? So I'm kind of wondering what you see for, like, my love life and what's on the horizon and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to start or do you want to start, Jacqueline?
You can go ahead and start.
Well, right now, Venus is transiting on your south node. And if you look at the south node in astrology, Tiffany, it looks like a little empty cup. And that means that right now you are without a mate, and you are not really sure exactly what you want in a mate. And so you have this inner dialogue about that going on. So I think that your mind is starting to form that at this time. And now I use the ancient part of fortune in my charts, and your part of fortune is at 2 degrees of Taurus, and today the sun and the moon are both sitting right on it in your fifth house of romance in the New York chart. So to me, I think that you could get very lucky here. What are you doing this weekend?
Sitting at home. I'm just wondering if the man from the past is going to be on his way back around.
And that's where I was going to go, is the returning of someone from the past.
Oh, good. So you see him coming back.
Yeah.
I want to see if he's good for you or not.
Yeah, when's his birthday?
4/17/75.
And by chance, do you know his time?
I don't know.
Okay, and what city was he born in?
Phoenixville, PA.
What city?
Phoenixville.
Phoenixville, okay. There's several Phoenixfields. That's interesting. I never heard that before. In all the years I've been doing these readings, that's amazing.
I know. I'm looking at that going, wow. Ooh, interesting.
Ooh, interesting. Now, you've known this person a long time, haven't you?
Uh-huh, 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
Well, opposites do attract, is what I'm going to say about this. I think this is a really interesting relationship for the both of you two, and I think it's a growing and learning relationship for both of you too. It's one of those that it can really work well or it can't work at all to me. Okay. And I firmly feel this guy's coming back around to you sometime now. Okay. I feel it's very much in the present. Okay. The point with this relationship is to allow each one to be an individual, but also to really bond on an intuitive level together. This whole relationship enhances your intuitive ability, and it's really to your benefit. So even though I do find it challenging, and I think this is going to be a hard relationship to keep, okay, I think if you have faith and if you trust that faith and if you feel the energy of who he is and what he is, I think you'll really find a beautiful situation here. I think you're the controller of it, and I think that you overanalyze it too much. You want too much physical out of it instead of intuitive.
Well, it's funny that you said intuitive. Two nights ago, I sat here on my couch, and I picked up a heavy cigarette smoke, and I don't smoke. And usually, when I pick that up, he's a big, heavy smoker. So when I pick that up, that usually means he's around me. So normally, when I pick something up like that, he would be at my door within 2-3 hours. But two nights ago, he did not come to my door. So I don't know what's holding him back.
Well, Saturn is retrograde in Libra right now, sitting on Uranus in your chart. And so because of that, again, a person that you've had a long-standing relationship with can come back to you. Now, Saturn's retrograde until the 25th of June. And I do think because the way things are lining up right now, like Neptune hasn't been in Pisces for 165 years. It popped in there a couple months ago. And his Mars is conjoining Neptune, and it's getting closer and closer over the next month. And so I feel that because of that, he probably is thinking of you, okay, and remembering you at this time. And that's what you're picking up on. I think you're picking up on it telepathically. I know you want him to actually arrive in the physical. I'm sorry, but but I think you're very accurate. I think he probably was very much musing over the past, and you picked up on it because of your good psychic stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline? Yeah. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, I agree with that because you two have a strong intuitive tie.
Yes.
And with that, you're going to pick up on his energy. When he's feeling you, you're going to pick up on it. That's part of the lesson that the two of you can learn from is that intuitive ability, because I think there's a very strong fear factor within both of you as far as this relationship is concerned. And I think that you need to communicate telepathically for a while until after Saturn goes direct before you really get that physical confirmation, because I think both of you two have some very strong fears you need to let go of. I think there is a genuine love here.
Do you have a time frame of when you see this man showing up wanting to talk to me physically?
I think it could happen even this week, because of the planetary energy is going into Taurus and angling off with Mars, that's going to be going over your sun and then over your Mercury. So I think the next couple of weeks, I have a feeling that you are going to actually probably have an opportunity to see him. I think it's pretty close.
And are we going to get anywhere? Meaning, you know, I've been wanting him to move in, and I want to know, is he going to want to move in or not? Because I'm tired of playing this game.
Well, and I think you need to go into more of the reassurance. That's what I was talking about with the two of you, is that I think that you really need to go, okay, is this the relationship for me? Do I really want this relationship? And if it is, let it be what it is. Because what will happen is when you start to feel more secure with the relationship, he starts to feel more secure with the relationship. There is where you will get your result. Do I think that there's still a lot of things to work out? Absolutely. Until after the end of June, when Saturn goes direct, I don't think there's going to ever be a definitive answer of whether this is a relationship or not until then. I think that it's communication. I think it's understanding, and I think it's connecting here really soon, physically. Like I agree with Astaghet, within the next couple of weeks. But do I think there's going to be a solid commitment there? No. You know, you're going to have to wait till after the end of June. And if you're tired of it and you want to walk away, then walk away.
Now, the other issue I have, when I have dreams, they usually are like premonition dreams, so they come true. A couple nights ago, I dreamt that I had two newborn baby girls, and they were very small, like 5 or 6 pounds each, and they're wearing the same kind of clothing. That's how I know they're identical twin girls. And I was holding the one, and the other one's in the baby car seat. Do you feel that that's definitely going to come true?
Twins run in your family?
Yes, there is one set of twins. My mom's sister had twin identical girls, and there's three sets on my dad's side of the family.
Wow.
All three of my first cousins had identical twin babies on my dad's side.
Now that's interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, your part, your ancient Arabic part of daughters in your current location does sit 21 degrees of Gemini, which is the sign of the twins. So I have a feeling you do indeed have the gene. I can't assure you that it will absolutely manifest because there's too many other variables and there would be another party involved.
Absolutely.
But I really think that you do have that gene, and I think that, you know, again, if you did decide to conceive children, I think that there is a very, very good chance that you'd end up having twin girls, yes. But I think you got to get the relationship first, Tiff. I'm sorry to tell you this. That's the way it works.
Well, yes, I know. Well, do you think it's this man? Do you think that's why he's coming back into my life? Because of these twin girls got to be born.
Well, again, I can't be absolutely certain because they don't have a time of birth on him. Now, he does have his Venus also in Gemini, but it's only at 4 degrees. It's not sitting on your part of destiny. But he could have Gemini rising, and I wouldn't know that without a time. So I don't want to mislead you and tell you that I know that that's a sure thing when I'm not certain.
Right.
But if he had Gemini rising around that degree, I have to tell you that would be very fun.
Oh, absolutely. The potential would be great that the two of you would have it. And that is a variable here.
That's why I'm curious to find out if I'm going to have a future with this fellow or not.
Well, the choice is yours is what I'm trying to say as far as the future with him or not. You have to understand the relationship and trust the relationship for that to occur. And it's a tight line. It really is. This isn't the easiest of relationships. You didn't pick the simplest of relationships. You know, this is a more challenging flow of energy. And here again, if you want it, you can have it. But you have to dedicate yourself to having it. You have to dig your heels in a little bit more as far as feeling it and going without fear. If you do that and trust the process and allow him to be his own individual and spend the quality of time with him, not the quantity of time with him, I think you'll really have a good relationship.
Right. I understand, but see, he keeps pulling away and running away. If he could just sit, we could get moving on this.
The point being is he has to keep his own individuality and has to have his own life away from you as well as his own life with you. That is a fact that you have to accept about this relationship.
Okay.
If you want him to be there 24/7, he will never be there. You're drowning him by that time, and he has to have his freedom. And I think it's very good for you to have your freedom and have your own life. Again, this is a relationship that really works on quality of time, not quantity of time. It's like the two of you have to be your own little group or your own little team when you get together, separate from everybody else, and then have your social life out separately from each other. And it'll work really well if you do that.
Okay.
Both of you have a fine freedom that you have to have.
But see, he has gone about a month and a half now without even communicating with me.
Well, again, there's been planets retrograde, and I'm sure that he's probably been doing an awful lot of thinking.
Right.
And that's what I think is going on, and I think that then he's going to draw his own conclusions. And like
right.
I said, as these planets
right.
move into Earth, my feeling is he might let you in on some of the things that he's been thinking about. So
right.
just bide your
right.
time. I mean, I know you get impatient and you get frustrated, but
yes.
I think
yes.
it's better for him to come to the conclusion rather than for you to convince him you're right. I think it's better if he knows he's right, because then you're going to come together on equal footing.
So do you
much
feel
better.
Like
you
he
feel
just
like
took a break from this to make sure he wants me back in his life or make sure he wants me in his life?
I think it's about the commitment itself. You know, most people say a man commits when he's ready,
okay?
When he's done. Okay. And again, so in order to, he doesn't want to hurt you, certainly. So my feeling is
right.
he's not really
right.
ready to step up to the plate. That's probably why he pulled back, because he knew you were very disappointed and frustrated with him. And he doesn't deal with that very well. So now that he's had time to think and he has pulled back and all that, you might want to come back together with a little bit of a different understanding.
Okay.
The relationship doesn't have to be like all at once. It doesn't have
okay.
to be like, you know,
okay.
all or nothing and just jump in, you know, head first.
right.
That if
right.
you're going to spend a long time together in this life, then it's important to pace yourself and enjoy those tender moments in each and every one.
Right. Right. And he
doesn't have to go forward at warp speed.
Right. And he was also right. having issues because he has two children by another person. And I don't know what was going on with that whole situation. He's not married to her, but there's two children, and I don't know what was going on over there, and I don't know if he was trying to figure that all out either.
Well, with Saturn retrograde opposing all of his Aries stuff, I have a feeling he was trying to be a good dad in some way.
Yes.
And now, are you aware that there's a health problem around one of those children?
No. He did not let me know any of that.
It might not even be anything serious. It could just be something that goes with the change of seasons. I'm not saying that there's anything seriously wrong with the child. But again, I feel that he wants to be a good dad, and I think he is trying to figure out how he can spend the time or afford the time to do that and then also have a relationship of his very own that he does want to have.
Well, see,
and
this
so
was
you have
the problem.
To let him work it out. Yep.
Right,
to let
this
him work
was
it
the
out.
Problem. This was the problem. He was telling me he had to live over there to be in the kids' lives
mm-hmm.
and then coming here.
And
that's not going to work.
No. So he has to make
and
the decision, and now with Saturn retrograde, he's not ready to make that decision, like I said, until the end of June or early July. But,
mm-hmm.
again, I don't think it would hurt to have, like you say, more communication, discuss what the options could be for the future, you know, without demanding it, though. That's where you're going a little bit off-center right now. So you want to basically bring it back to the table of a civilized discussion of what the possibilities for the future would be. I mean, you know, obviously he wants to be the dad, and he's probably a great dad because he's got both his moon and his Saturn in Cancer, so he's a nurturing male.
Right, and I don't even know for sure that he's still even over there or living there, because I kind of heard through the grapevine that he's living with somebody right now.
And that might be part of the changes he's trying to create. And I'm sure that when he feels he has things in order, he's more apt to show up at your front door. So just wait it out. Just wait it out. Send him love and light.
And put it out to the universe. Right. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't sitting here wasting my time waiting for someone that's never coming back.
Well, like I said, I have a feeling that you are going to have interactions with him, and then you're going to have to make a decision whether or not this is what really a true fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have to decide how he's going to be able to make you happy, if that's what he decides to do, but also spend time and have some energy for his children.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that make a life. They're very important things. So for him not to rush, tumble, and run into this, and to be trying to be considering the children, I think shows me that he's got a very good character.
Right, but I just didn't like the fact that he's living over there and sneaking over here, and that just isn't good.
Right.
And
let him get his bearings, and then see where it stands. Right now, it's too soon to tell. So if I were you, I would approach it as positive as possible. I'd be extremely supportive, and just say, you know, if it's important to you, it's important to me, because that's the way relationships work.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And if he knows you're on his side, it's going to be easy for him to make some of these difficult decisions. And he's going to feel that sense of loyalty and that sense of cohesion with you even stronger, honey. So let that happen.
Okay?
All right. We're glad you called in tonight. We're at the top of the hour. I'm supposed to be signing off. But call and let us know how it goes.
I will.
All right. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And Jacqueline, tell them where you can be reached.
You can contact me by calling 772-286-2720.
And you can contact me by dialing 540-400-0110. See you next week.
Have a good week. Bye.